Good morning. 9:48. Where did the time go? 9:48. 12:12:12. December 12th, 2012. Yes. I feel like I'm channeling Tony C. Smith. Hello, everybody, and welcome. So anyway, Anita Lewis, thank you. Anita got me going on the sigil. And I downloaded it last night, and I started playing with it this morning. 18:39. Pandora did me no favors this morning. So I got going on it with half share, and it's almost done. The problem is it won't compile. It's missing a tag, and I can't figure out quite why. But given that I've only spent like 2 or 3 hours on it instead of 3 or 4 weeks, that's pretty cool. The other side of that is that I have the samples that I need to hand code. So at most I'm maybe a couple days out. Oh, and QuarterShare went live finally yesterday. It showed up sometime overnight, I think. So yeah, progress. Cross one off. Set the next one up. Today is going to be kind of a catch-as-catch-can day. My reward for getting that book out is to not really worry too much. So I'm going to spend part of the day playing with Sigil and Sigil and see if that'll move things along. I haven't found any place to add cover art, which is an interesting dilemma. And the talks won't run. Not exactly sure why. Well, I do know why it won't run, because there's a missing section, and I'm not quite sure where that section is linked from or how to get it out. So I'll have to do some looking. It might have to do with the way that I started the file, I'm not sure. But thanks, Anita. That's an interesting tool. If nothing else, it should streamline the EPUB process. I mean, I could do the EPUB as a standalone single one file, but the problem falls with top of page on chapter break. And Kindle is finicky, really finicky. And if I do something like I separate each chapter into a new file and then put it together into EPUB and then upload it as an EPUB, then Kindle seems to have much less trouble with it. Part of the problem has to do with the way the style sheet does not get invoked, or does get invoked, when you use the table of content link inside the document. Part of the problem has to do with differences in the way the online Kindle Gen translates EPUB to the various device formats. Kindle Fire and the Fire HD, and now the Paperwhite Kindle and Kindle DX all have the same sort of format. But Kindle Fire and the derivative applications for like iPad, iPhone, have different formatting if I just upload an EPUB file directly. So Anita asked me this yesterday, and I'll share it with you just so you all are on the same page with what my process is. I write in LibreOffice. I write the manuscript in LibreOffice and get the manuscript cleaned up there. I then export as HTML filtered out of LibreOffice, which gives me a very clean file. I then strip out all the formatting and link in a standard CSS file. And that CSS file is what controls the look and feel. And then I go through and tag the bits for like the first paragraph in a chapter, the chapter headings, the chapter graphics, the whole thing. And then once I've got that taken out and taken care of, then I use W3C's online validator to validate the XML or validate the HTML as XML transitional. I think that's what it is. And then once I got it validated so that it's got all the right tags, it's got all the right CSS, it's got everything correct as in terms of the validation service, then I split it into individual chapters, breaking out things like each chapter, the table of contents, front matter and back matter. Now the beauty of this process is that front matter and back matter I can use, because back matter is basically unchanging, at least for the moment. Front matter is just really the title and the title graphic, and that's pretty easy. And then the table of contents, of course. So I need to work on a table of contents. Which reminds me, I need to work on a table of contents for half share, because right now all it says is chapter one. And what I want to do is have it say the port or system and then the date time stamp, so that I'll be able to spot those pesky errors that I think are in. Where the hell are they in? In half share? One of them gets double share, has a continuity error on the chapter titles and the time frames. And the chapter titles are wrong, but I think the time frames within the story are correct. So what I need to do is to find those and fix them. But having a table of content will do that. So anyway, then once I got it validated, then I break it into pieces. Then I create a container XML and a folder structure for the EPUB and create the spine, the manifest file that lists all of the assets required by the book and all of the rest of that and what order they fall in. And then once I do that, I zip it up and then run the zipped EPUB file against EPUB check until I have a clean file. And quite frequently I'll have left out something or included something, or there's a the bluefish leaves a tilde backup file in the folder, and that screws up my build. But once I have a clean EPUB file, then I can modify it to take out the parts that Kindle doesn't want and save it again and rezip it and revalidate it. The EPUB file becomes the EPUB file. That becomes a viable thing by itself, so it's worth doing on the first step. Make sure I've got a good one. And I use that. I use like Nook previewer to look that up and make sure that everything lines up correctly and everything's aligned right. And so I just quickly scan to see if the page layout is correct. And then I use the Kindle previewer, the offline client previewer. And what that does is that it invokes Kindle Gen, which takes the EPUB file that I give it and translates it into a compiled MOBI file, and then displays the MOBI file for me in my choice of device. So I get to see what it looks like in a Kindle Fire, what it looks like in a straight Kindle, and what it looks like in a DX, etc. So I have a good idea that across all devices, the file is going to look more or less the same. Now there's some difficulty with spacing, and that some of the devices don't inherit CSS as well as I might like. So what I'm trying to do is, what I'm trying to do is validate a single CSS and tag a single format so that all the books, and the share books anyway, all the books have the same look, all the books have the same run. And that works pretty well. And then I take the MOBI file that Kindle Gen creates and then log on to my KDP account on Amazon and upload it. Now, yesterday's biggest frustration was that Amazon was having a flaky day, and it took me, 20, 30 tries over the course of 3 hours to get the file actually uploaded in a way that it accepted it and formatted it properly and the whole bit. So the file's there. It's working, looks good, and I've filed a request with, I filed a request with Amazon to let them know that it's a reissue of the previous Kindle edition, and that Ryden no longer has the rights to publish that previous edition. So I hope that they'll address that they'll fix that and let me keep the reviews, because there's 307 reviews on the original title. Not all of them are good, of course, but far and away the vast majority of them are 5 stars. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who really don't like the stories because they think they're too simple or not science fiction enough, or they want the story to be something other than what it is. And perhaps I didn't do as good a job as I might have. It was not the story that I would write now if I were to write it now. But it's the story that I wrote then. And that's okay. So compare that to Zyphira's Call, which across genre isn't probably a fair comparison because of the different sets. But it's a much more complex story. It's a much richer tale. It's much less filled with, I won't say errors, because as I was going through to edit, there's no error that I wanted to correct. The story is about a kid who has a very particular and very peculiar set of characteristics that haunt him for 6 titles. And a lot of the things that people are complaining about are not things that I could correct. It's not a question of, if you understood the metric system, you knew he was really, 1.5 meters is only a little over 4 feet. 150 centimeters. What is it? It's, more than 4 feet. 39 inches in a meter, half of 40 is 20, so 59 inches. He's an inch shy of 5 feet. If he's really 1.5 meters, which is what he says. And that's the other thing, that people want to read that book as if what he says is true, as if what he says is accurate, and not what he says is what he says. So, yeah, he says he's 1.5 meters. Well, he's really closer to 1.75 meters. And that quarter, that extra 10 inches. It's really probably like 165 centimeters, 170 centimeters, 5'5", 5'7", somewhere in there. And his weight is measured in kilograms. So he's 5 foot tall and 180 pounds, which makes him short and fat. But the reality is he's A, he's not that short. B, he's not that fat. He doesn't weigh that much. He overstates it. And he does it consistently. In large part because he overstates. He has that tendency to be self-deprecating, to cast himself in a poor light. So he calls himself short, he calls himself fat. But he's neither, really. And if you look through his eyes and see what he sees and don't pay attention to what he says, then you see a little differently than what the story actually says. So, it's part of it is perhaps it's too subtle. Perhaps I didn't do a good enough job hanging a lantern on that stuff. But I think on the long run, and having spent so much time in this damn book, I really didn't see anything that I wanted to change. Good morning. Friend on her scooter. So, yeah, I stopped. I went to looked at some of the reviews. Some of the latest reviews are pretty bad. Some of them are pretty good. There's a lot of very positive reviews as well. So, win some, lose some. But what I need to do now is to stop fiddling about and get these books reissued. I heard from Rob. He's working away. He's offered to do a pre-pub check of the new books before they go out. And on the grand scheme of things, I can't, as much as that would be a really good idea, given how many times I've been through this silly thing, and how many different versions of it I've got, how many times I screwed it up. It's probably not a bad idea, but the reality is, it is what it is, and I really need to get him, I really need to get Captain Scher out. So that's really where I want him to spend his time, editing. Captain Scher is a long book. It's almost 150,000 words. It's twice as long as Quarter Scher. At about two-thirds the length, three-quarters the length of half share, of cap of owner share. So it's a long, long book. And we want to get that out. I'd like to get that out. She said, I'd like to get that out this month, but I don't really think that's going to happen. Although, if Sigil works out, that could work out really quite well. I can't get a valid EPUB out of it, but I've only been playing with it for a couple of hours. Give me a chance to really fiddle and I could come up with something probably. So anyway, I made it around, crossing the street, coming up to the back gate, which is the point where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.
2 miles in 37 minutes, 39 seconds. Lap time, 19 minutes.